Blog Talk Radio.
Personality affects your dollars? Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery with our all-star studio guests and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibration. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. If you have missed any of our past show installments, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. Our on-demand library gives you richness that you can tap into on various subjects that you may be empowered. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, for your convenience, our archives of previous broadcasts are always available in the richness that is shared each week. So visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio all-star guests for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast, at which time we'll open the lines up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, and we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic and what we'll be discussing, which is truly insightful and rich. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about it. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment that we really love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your notepads and pens and laptops, desktops, iPads, tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared in today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, you better grab it because we are in our Money Matters series. Our Money Matters series is a series that we offer and have been offering all of 2021, every other month, the third Monday of the month, with our all-star in-studio guest, who I'm going to share with you about in just a quick moment, the Real Money Coach. Before we jump in, though, we ask that you take a quick moment before we jump into today's topic. We ask you to take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a quick DM, go old school. Send an email. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, email is not that old school anymore, right? But it is, you know, when you think about social media, a message in the bottle. How about that? A carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it, our global listening audience. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Why? Because there is going to be some rich insight. You don't want to hold it all for yourself, these jewels and gems that you'll be getting. You want to share it with others. So we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we've established that we're in our Money Matters series. And we are talking about a subject that is near and dear to me. And we're talking about this and dollars, DISC, D-I-S-C, and dollars, with the Real Money Coach, our buddy here at Motivational Mondays, our expert that is here, giving us such richness. If you've missed any of the past show installments with the Real Money Coach, you want to go back to the archives because, oh my gosh, it's been so rich. Tony Jackson, he has, just a background in his industry that is stellar. When I'm telling you, he is at the top of his game, and I'm so excited to bring in Tony Jackson. Tony Jackson, my buddy, the Real Money Coach, are you there? And thank you for joining Coach Adams today in the boardroom to give us some insight on this and dollars. Tony, are you with me?
Coach Adams, I am with you. I got so excited hearing you. I ran and got my own pen and paper. I'm ready to take notes myself. Let's go. How you doing?
I love it, Tony. You know, we always have such a blast when we come together talking about such a deep subject, and that is the subject of money. Money can be truly a deep subject. You know, I think about you gave us insight with your beautiful wife, Alyssa on, woo, we talked about dating your money and your relationship with your money. I mean, I can go on and on. What were some of the other times? I mean, they were so tantalizing, those subjects. Woo, we got into it.
Yeah, having a date with your money and your honey. How about that?
And
yeah,
your honey.
So
and your honey. I love that.
So my wonderful mate who will celebrate 29 years on Sunday. And so, it was wonderful to do your show a couple times with her. So, awesome, awesome time.
Well,
I enjoyed it quite a bit. Thank
pre-
you.
You're welcome, Tony. Happy pre-anniversary, 29 years. Now, you know that's a whole different show to talk about the sustainability of 29 years and the insight that you have to share for others as it relates to partnerships and the success of that. I think you have some wisdom, but that's another subject. But, you know, I know we have regular listeners that are listening in, but we may have those that are new listening in for the first time. If you were to tell us or tell someone who Tony Jackson, the real money coach, is, who would you say that he is if someone was to ask you that question?
I would say that Tony Jackson is a husband, a father, a child of God, a grandfather, and really, Coach Adams, I would say that he's a evolving individual that is continuing to grow in his relationships and in his profession. And just, you know, in his influence even. So that's what I would say. Tony Jackson, first thing comes is just, you know, being a child of God and then having, you know, a wonderful wife that we were just talking about and children and grandchildren. Those are the things that are really important to me, you know, beyond just even the professional accolades and things that we do.
I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. And one of the things that I love about you is that you are so humble. I mean, please share with our global listening audience, how far back does your industry experience go? Because I want them to know very clearly that they are not hearing from just anybody, but truly they are hearing from a true expert in the field of money and money matters.
Well, my career goes back quite a while. Officially, I've been in financial services now going on 24 years. August 1st will be 24 years as a entrepreneur in financial services. 6 years before that, I was a accounting supervisor. And really, I think it goes all the way back to like 10th grade when I took that first business course in high school. And they had this portion in there about accounting. And from there, I just said, oh, that's what I want to do. And so from that point forward, I set my sights on, you know, financial services, accounting. And so that's brought me to this moment. So that goes back to the 80s. If we count those high school years. So been in this space for a long time. And, you know, one of the things, Coach Adams, is that even though we get professionally trained, some of it comes by trial and error and living our own life and seeing great examples in your life and seeing some not so great examples in your life. And one of the things I'm truly, truly blessed is that as I, you know, do classes across the country and different places, and I pick up all these tips that other people bring into the class and things that work for them and things that didn't work, I'm blessed to be a person that can pull all that together and be able to share it with other people who may never know each other. And so I was telling someone today, my team, we meet every Monday. I just love what I do, and you know, they're so precious to me because they're wonderful people that are learning and growing just as I am every single day. I grow I listen to a lot of great podcasts just to keep the saw sharp, as Stephen Covey says.
I love that. It is important to continue to sharpen the saw and keep it sharp, like you said. And, you know, a part of that, you know, my base is, generally speaking, the business professional, the entrepreneur, the individual that has a vision that they're fighting to birth and or take it to the next level. And what I love about what we're talking about today, DISC and dollars, DISC is a personality assessment. And I love that you have blended the DISC, and I'm a certified DISC analyst, and I know that you are as well. I'm certified with the John Maxwell team. As many know, I am a certified John Maxwell speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, and that's one of my certifications that I have under the umbrella of with my leadership partner. And so DISC is one that I'm so familiar with, and I love this topic, and I'm excited to dig in because our personality really does affect our dollars. And so please share with us the thoughts that you have on this subject and enlighten us. My laptop is open. I'm ready to take my notes. I'm ready to fire on the keyboard. So, Tony, let's just dive right on in and give our listening audience some richness that they can glean from to grow to another level.
Absolutely. And Coach Adams, I'm looking for you being an expert in the DISC profile yourself and personality styles. But I kind of want to share a little bit how I got into really looking at this. Is I went through a certification program with Eric Thomas. Many of you may know E.T., the motivational speaker. And going through that certification, and it just really kind of dawned on me in doing what I've been doing for the last 24 years that there's really some merging of that, of those personality profiles. And as I was thinking of hundreds of people that I have spoken with and coached over the years, that there's some correlation to some of the things that we see in the financial behaviors and the DISC profile. And I think that it would be kind of a great idea, even if you wanted to expound a little bit on the profile itself. But certainly we know that as people take this DISC profile and their styles are revealed, that it affects their behavior in a number of ways. When we do coaching, it could be how you're motivated. It could be, you know, how communication works best with you, and et cetera. And just being in this financial realm, we said, well, let's look at this and start to really develop this. And again, this is still kind of a beta test, I think, for us because, you know, since we started doing the DISC and dollars, I think we've maybe put maybe 50 to 60 people through the program. And as we're looking at it, we're just seeing some things that are true. And so we're developing this in terms of your DISC and your dollars, and we feel like, you know, eventually it's going to be a full-blown program for us. So that's here where we are in the process. And if you want, I can just jump into, you know, the D profile, or if you want to expound on a little bit more before we start getting into those four things and describing the four different personality styles and how that works in terms of your dollars.
Well, you know, Tony, I am going to, although we're on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I've brought you to the sandbox as our expert. What I will say to those that are listening in that are not familiar with DISC is a personality indicator, D-I-S-C. Generally speaking, each of these areas have certain influences. They have a bend and a lean in a specific direction. For example, D and the I are more outgoing in their personality type. The I and the S are more people-oriented. The C and the S is more reserved. And that D and C oftentimes are task-oriented. And so I say that just as a broad stroke overview to our global listening audience so that they can have an understanding? And I know you're going to dig into each of these areas and how it relates to your dollars. But what I love about this, Tony, is that this personality styling, the indicators, are so key. And so when you blend that with your dollars, it's so powerful because we're able to gain great insight. This is all about awareness, the awareness of your personality indicators, the awareness of what areas do you kind of bend in. Are you more outgoing? Are you more reserved? Are you more people-oriented? Are you more task-oriented? So it helps you to identify, one, who you are and how to interact with others, understanding your style and growing in the understanding of other personalities and how to deal with them accordingly. And so please dive right on in. Tell us about the D and how that relates to our dollars.
Absolutely. And one of the things I do want to add to what you just said, and sometimes people will come and say, well, how do I become more like, well, this is kind of your natural and your adaptive personality styles. And the purpose of the DISC profile is not to change who you are, but that self-awareness, becoming self-aware, and therefore, like you mentioned, how you interact with others. And what we're going to talk about is how you may interact with your money. And so when we think about someone who's a high D, in many circles, that's the D stands for dominant. We've also used it as decisiveness. But a high D, when it comes to making big money decisions, D normally is very confident in making those decisions. And so they're very confident about their decisions. They're easy. They have an easier time making those decisions. And, you know, a D, I'd say if they see a good deal, they don't have to think about it. They don't have to ponder it. They're ready to pounce on the good deal, even when others may get stuck and kind of, dragging their feet in the mud. A D's ready to go. D's ready to go. They're ready to, you know, they don't necessarily get bogged down in all of the granular details. And, you know, when it comes to budgeting, which is a very important part of our money matters and our dollars, they can tend to be the dominant one in those type of conversations when it comes to budgeting. And they also tend to gravitate in terms of investments. They usually gravitate to more risky type of investments. A little bit more impulsive when it comes to purchases and those types of things. And that's really the profile that we see with a high D.
You know, what I love about what you said about the D, Tony, is that you hit the nail on the head with regards to their personality indicator style. And I love this connection with money. And you're going to hear me say this often because I think it's so powerful, because it's so true. The D is direct. I want the result. Let's get straight to it. You know, they make the decisions fairly quickly. It's like dead on, bam. Okay, let's move on.
Let's go. I mean, they're in the starting
exactly.
blocks. They're ready. Everyone else is getting in the starting blocks. They're already in their stance. They're ready to shoot out and get this thing done. And then in our environment, we equate it to even like being a pilot, right? They're ready to drive this plane down, out into the sky, down the runway. Let's get this baby off the ground. So absolutely, absolutely. Well,
and you know what I love, too,
about...
that you – I apologize. I was going to say, you know what I love, too, that you pointed out. When it comes to investing, they tend to be the higher risk. They're in that higher risk category because of the personality style. So I love that you brought that point out.
Well, and what's important about that is that if I'm a high D, then I need to be conscious of that. And so that sometimes I may put in safety measures for myself that will allow me to just slow down. So, you know, I may have a 24-hour rule that, okay, before I make this purchase, before I do this investment, I'm going to take the 24-hour rule and say I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait 24 hours and sit on it and then make a decision. So that could
That's
be something,
really good.
Again, it's about self-awareness. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It is about self-awareness, and that's really good. I'm on the edge of my seat. I got my laptop going, firing the keys. Go, Tony.
All right. Let's talk about the high I. And I personally, a high I, I'll tell you that tonight. High I is how you interact with other people or influence, for example. And a high I, when it comes to money, they tend to be more charitable, more generous. Treating friends and family to, you know, dinner or to parties and those type of things for the people that they love. I always say that high eyes, even when we're training our clients who may be in sales and that type of thing, when you're talking to a high eye, present it in terms of what it will do for them, but what will it do for their family? And so they make decisions on what will it do for the family. And sometimes they can kind of be in the moment. They can kind of be in the moment that it feels good. It makes my family happy. So I'm going to spend this or I'm going to buy this because it creates that really happy, warm feeling that's so important and natural for an eye. When it comes to the budgeting conversation, a high I tends to feel like a budget kind of constrains them too much. They feel like it kind of boxes them in, doesn't allow them to have the freedom that they would like to have. And so we have to, when we are coaching on budgeting, is showing someone who's in high I how having a spending plan, not necessarily a budget, but having a spending plan actually can be more freeing because they have free rein to spend in certain areas and not necessarily constrained by the whole budget itself. And so that's kind of where we see an eye. And, you know, their investment, the things that they want to do, it's more for those around them, their loved ones. They're looking for that more so than what it does for them.
And like you said, it's because they're considered the influencer. They have that persuasive personality. And it's all about relationships. It's a relational approach to how they navigate through life. That's their personality style. And I love that you brought out the point that at times they can be spontaneous, you know, like, whee! Let's do this. And so they have to have that cooling off period and the shift from budget to spending plan because they're all about, okay, highlight for me, show me, but the budget seems restrictive, like you said. So I love that. I am loving it. I'm digging it, and I'm digging in. So we've talked about the D as it relates to disc and dollars. We've talked about the I as it relates to disc and dollars. And so share with us the insight that you have for us on S.
Okay. And I wanted to make one more point about the I because this is always a very interesting conversation when we have our classes. We'll ask a question, is it okay to loan money to family members? And it's interesting that as we are now looking at this from a DIS profile, I tend to say it's okay. And
yeah,
again,
because they're relational
because of that
and friendly.
Influence.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when we move into our S or our steady or stabilizing personality styles, S, when it comes to money decisions or even budgeting, they have to get a lot of people involved, right? They have to go back. They got to talk to their spouse. They got to talk to their family because they're team-oriented, and they kind of want to bring the whole team together, a kumbaya type of situation. So S really would like that input from others, especially others who were part of their inner circle, their team. And the one thing I really like about S's, and I'm a pretty high S myself, is they're reliable and responsible. And so if we're talking the budget conversation, you can rely and depend on your S to be very responsible when it comes to budgeting. Or we often talk about the envelope system, in terms of that's one system that we use to help people be on track with budgeting. But an S is going to be reliable. They're going to be dependable. They're going to do a great job at sticking to their budget. Now, sometimes when it comes to investing, an S may play it a little too safe. They may play it a little too safe in terms of how they invest, and sometimes that can lead them to investing in things that may not necessarily produce the return that they need, depending on what stage of life they're in and how long they have before they need the funds and all those types of things. But an S is really stable, and I think starting to lean towards the conservative type of investor as well.
I'm in such agreement with you, Tony, just in, you know, again, understanding in the fullness of it the DISC personality indicators in the different areas. And like you said, the S is very steady. They follow through. You can count on them. They are going to be that, you know, individual that if you give them a task to do, they're going to follow it through, like you said, with the budget. They're going to stick to that budget. But more conservative concerning investing and resources and all of that, because they're looking for the acceptance and the approval, generally speaking, of others based on the personality indicator. And you may be listening in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, with our all-star in-studio guest, Tony Jackson of The Real Money Coach, thinking, well, Coach Adams, what in the world does this have to do with me? Well, because if you are a visionary, and I trust that you are listening in, you are an entrepreneur, you're a business professional, business owner, you need to know your personality style and how it relates to resources, how it relates to your money. And that's why this subject was so important to both Tony and I, because we want to give you tools in your toolbox, as we stated at the top of our time together. This is about the awareness of. Because when you know that you are falling into the category of an S, you now know how to navigate through that because of the awareness, or the D, or the I, as we've already talked about. And so we're going to give you the opportunity to ask questions in a short time. And if you're interested in acquiring a DISC assessment, again, Coach Adams is a certified behavioral analyst with my leadership partner, John Maxwell Team, so I'm certified to do DISC. And if you're interested in doing DISC and getting your assessment, and or you would like not only to have an assessment, but you would like to have the consultation around that, I'm your girl. I'm here for you. And we can speak that piece, and we'll give you contact information for that. So, Tony, anything else you want to share with us on the S before we move on to our...
Yeah, I think, too, kind of the opposite of what we were saying with the D that can pounce and see a good decision or anticipate or perceive a good deal and jump on it. S is going to be a little bit slower to make those decisions.
Yeah.
And when we talk to teams and you're dealing with someone and maybe it's a sales environment even, where some customers come and they'll make a decision right away, and you can recognize that that person may be a high D, where another person may, they may have to come into the store a couple times. They may have to test drive that car a few times. They're going to go back and do the Google research on it a little bit more. Those tend to be our S's there. And then,
Tony, you know what I love? You know what I love about what you're sharing? You know, I am a recovering foodie here, growing in this, right? But it drives me batty to go to a restaurant with one of our dear C's here. They want to ask everyone's opinion about the menu. What are you getting? What are you getting? I was like, make a decision. I couldn't resist.
Absolutely.
That because
well, it's interesting that you mentioned food because as we transition to a C, so you know, and a D is going to, you know, make a decision. They're going to try something new. S is going to, you know, want to find out what everybody else is getting. And a C may just order the same thing each time. I know that this
right.
is good. I've had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And they prepare it well. I'm going to stay with this. And so C's are compliant, are cautious people. And when it comes to budgeting, a C doesn't miss a beat. They are going to know exactly where every penny is going, every dime is going. They're going to know where it is. They're going to be very focused when it comes to budgeting. And they're going to be the spreadsheet type. They're going to be the spreadsheet, and they're going to have spreadsheets for their different accounts and different things. So a C is very compliant oriented, and they sometimes can be almost penny seems as penny pinching, and they may tend to get frustrated with other people who may not be as strict on following the budget. To them, a budget is more than a guide; it's a rule. So if we're supposed to spend this much on it, that's what we spend on it. We don't spend a dime more. We don't do those things. And so that's what happens with the C. And I think the dynamics, too, Coach Adams, is when you have relationships, whether it is partnership or marriage or business partners or roommates, understanding these different personality types and how it can affect the dynamics of the finances in those situations. And so,
true. Now, Tony, I remember Alyssa sharing, I can't recall, was it you that does the spreadsheet?
Yes, it's me. I'm the spreadsheet guy. Alyssa, your spreadsheets are and it's interesting because I'm pretty high on the C scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is because of my accounting background, my accounting nature, our training.
Mm-hmm.
I gravitated towards that. So I'm a spreadsheet guy, but I'm also a very high I. And so
mm-hmm.
the two of them together kind of balances each other out. The other thing about the C is they like to be in control. They like to be in control. They don't want to be in something that they don't have control. Investments that are completely out of their control, they like to have some control. They like to be able to look and see what exactly is going on. They're not going to be ones to put it in and forget it and let me know what happens next year. They're going to want
right.
to be
you know,
on top of those things. Yes.
No, I was agreeing with you. You had me. I was your uh-huh corner here, just agreeing with you. And that's because of their, you know, bend in that area of accuracy and wanting to be, you know, have it all into control and very analytical.
Yes, yes. And I think in my coaching, particularly with baby boomers or people
mm-hmm.
who are in retirement and those type of things, especially the ones who are high seed. Sometimes I have to practically beg them to, it's okay to spend a little of your money. You've saved all these years. You've created a great lifestyle for yourself. It's okay to spend a little. It's okay. But, I need to make sure I got this saved for a rainy day because I just don't know, you know, and those type of things. But sometimes they can be so stringent that they forget to have fun along the way. And so I think that's one of the things with C. And, again, it's self-awareness. You know, if I'm a C, I have to let up a little bit if my business partner or my wife or who am I working with is more of an I, then, you know, there's some give and take there. Like, okay, we're not going to be impulsive, but yet we're going to stay within the budget. So how do we create a financial plan that allows us to both enjoy the I and also be in that C range? And for me, it's all internal because I'm high on both of those. So I want to have fun, but I need to make sure that all my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted and all those types of things. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
It definitely is, and you're bringing such great insight. And like we said when we opened, that DISC is about awareness, and when you understand that and how it relates to your dollars, you now are able to navigate on your financial journey differently with greater insight, understanding where do you have the bend in certain areas. I tend to lean more in the DI, the dominant influencer, in my life. And so it's so interesting because I am challenged when it comes to those that overthink and overprocess. I can make quicker decisions than some people. And sometimes I do have to process because I do have that slight little compliant as well that analyzes, but not to the degree that it's a strong, it's a sublining. You know what I'm saying? And so, Tony, what other insight would you like to share with us concerning how DISC relates to our money and how one, if they, for example, we were talking about a C, if someone falls in that C category, how can you support them in making wise money decisions?
Well, I think it comes down to the self-awareness. And I think if someone's a high C and we're talking about money decisions, investing, is to show them they're the ones that need the detail. And so I, with an eye, you can say, "Hey, this is what you can expect down the road. This is what this is going to do." A D is okay, great, I can do that. Now, with a high C, I may need to show them some projections in writing of what that's going to be. They want to see the details. They want to see the steps that are going to get them there. Where D just wants to know what's the end destination. Where C, we need to be a little bit more careful. Now, as we are coaching even salespeople, that if you treat an I like you would a C, then you could really run them away. You're in trouble. And
Houston, we have a problem.
And vice versa. And vice versa for that matter. And so
exactly.
if I don't give a C enough details, they're not going to make a decision on the investment. If I don't give them enough details, this budget is not working. It's too vague for me. And so we just recognize that, and helping our clients to recognize it is the most important thing, is for them to recognize that so that they can adjust. Because there's this adaptive score that you also have in this profile and styles. People can adapt to different things in certain situations. However, if you forced or coerced into adapting too much, that can be very draining and stressful. And so we want to operate in our natural style as much as possible, but understanding there are times when I have to adapt in certain situations temporarily for my better good. And some of that can be with our spending. Same thing with an eye.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sometimes I need to adapt and bring it down. Like I can entertain, but I don't have to take them to Ruth Chris. And so, you know, those types of decisions that we need to make.
You know, and what I love about what you said concerning this, it's so significant and relates so clearly to who you are as an individual, having that awareness, but in partnerships. Maybe you're in a business partnership. You have to know your style, your partner's style, in a relationship, in a relational partnership, covenant, you have to know your style, your partner's style. So it so relates on so many different levels, and it's so key to have that awareness and understand where you are and where others are and how the two blend together and or potentially how they may clash. Like the point that you brought out, if you treat the C the same way that you're treating the I, there's a challenge. Now, one of the things that I think is important for everyone to know, maybe if they're not familiar with this, is that every personality style has pluses and minuses, strengths and weaknesses, weak spots.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah,
absolutely.
So one would say, oh, my gosh, you know, they talked about that D, and that D is, you know, decisive and can make decisions and da-da-da. But at times, that can be a weakness because, like you said, they need that cooling off period. They'll take higher risk. They'll say, okay, I'll get it. And then tomorrow the stock market changes and they lose all this money because they didn't step back and do what the C does. And the C is all about the data, right?
Right, right. All about the data. And I, you know, as we work with our business clients often, we find that we put people in the wrong seat. And so I really like you. You're a great person for me. Or high I, for example, high I, high D, great person, outgoing. I love them. But what I really need you to do is I really need you to take care of the books. No, that's not going to be a good fit. And
it's
you take your
not
high
a
C
good
and,
fit.
And you put them you put them. You take your high C and say, hey, I need you to go out on the sales floor and help increase our sales. Well,
not a good fit.
You know, that's not a good fit. And the same thing in the business, whether, you know, you have one partner that may be and what's really, I think, this is what I think is really important and really neat, is that we have to realize that we need all of these to really operate optimally. And
so true.
And again, we use the airplane analogy. And so when you think about an airplane, you know, your D is your pilot, right? They're up front, they're guiding this plane down the runway, up
mm-hmm.
in the air, they're getting us from point A to point B. And then your I is your flight attendant. You'll come in, are you
mm-hmm.
comfortable? Do you need a blanket? Making everyone feel comfortable at home and those type of things. And then your S is your grounds crew. They're
mm-hmm.
the people that's making sure that your luggage is on there, the plane is fueled, all these type of things. And one thing that a jumbo jet cannot do, and that is go in reverse. So as big and bad as this airplane is, you need that grounds crew to pull it away from the gate and get it pointed
mm-hmm.
down the runway. And then
mm-hmm.
you need to see in the control tower to chart the
mm-hmm.
course and make
mm-hmm.
sure these planes aren't running into each other on the runway in the sky.
Yes.
And so we need all of those for a great flight experience. Well, same
mm-hmm.
thing in our lives. We need all of those things to have a great experience. They all bring their strengths They bring their weaknesses. And that's what's so wonderful about this human race that we live in, is that we all have strengths and weaknesses. And the more self-aware we become of those things, that's what I love about the Bible. It makes me self-aware of my strengths and my weaknesses. And so when we have that self-awareness, we can just be so much more effective in every aspect of our life, including our
Yes, you are so right, Tony, and truly hit the nail right on the head there. You know, I want to give our global listening audience an opportunity to chime into this discussion that we're having. This topic is so rich, disc and dollars. So to our global listening audience listening in, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment around this topic of disc and dollars. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're listening in on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You don't have a lot of time. Tony and I are going to continue to chat. Tony, how can our global listening audience get in touch with you? Are you even accepting new clients at this stage?
Absolutely. We are always accepting new clients and just love working with people. And one great way is to go to iPadYourMoney.com. iPadYourMoney.com. And iPad is an acronym for Increase, Protect, and Dominate Your Money. If you go there, you can see a presentation that I have. You can also book an appointment with me. You can order a free financial analysis right there. You can also pre-order my book that's going to be coming out under the same title, Increase and Protect and Dominate Your Money. Yes, so all that's there on that website. And so just go there and book a conversation. I tell people all the time, Coach Adams, it all begins with a conversation. And that conversation is absolutely free. And then we'll just see where the Lord takes it from there. And I just love meeting people and love to have a conversation with your listening audience.
I love it, Tony. And, you know, I want to share with those that have been listening in. Maybe you're thinking, wow, I love this topic on the personality indicator, DISC, and, you know, want to get greater awareness. Tony and Coach Adams spoke about awareness and the importance of that. I don't know if I'm a D, an I, an S, or a C. I would love to know. If you're interested in getting your own personal personality indicator report, please reach out to the Coach Adams team. We can support you with that. In addition, maybe you want to have the personality indicator report along with a debrief. That is available for you along with a host of other compliments to them. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Tony, as we continue in our discussion today, I am so excited about all of what you have on the horizon. And I know you said that this and dollars, you have taken about 50 people through that. Is this something that others can go through with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Coach Adams, I would say too, even as if you have people in your listening audience that come to you and you take them through the DISC profile, that they want to add this piece, again, they're welcome to schedule an appointment, and I'll go through the money parts with them if they're looking to do that. So I'd be more than happy to do that. And again, we're really putting that in because, as you know, when we start coaching people about money and money management, we have mm-hmm. to deal with the psychology and the mindset. And
Absolutely.
Again, I think this is a part of that is dealing with the mindset when it comes to money and where that we develop that mindset. And now also, what about our natural personality? How does it affect that? Because we have external influences and then we have internal influences. External would be those things that are the books and the spreadsheets and those things. And mm-hmm. we in the United States here have really focused a lot on external things when it comes to money management. But I don't think we mm-hmm. spend enough time on the internal things that we have to do. And if we continue to just do the external, then we'll get what we've been getting. But if we begin to deal and unpack the internal things that have to deal with our money and wealth creation and those type of things, then I think we'll be able to better utilize those external tools that are out there, and there are many. But I have to first look internally at myself and say, okay, it's me standing in the mirror. What am I doing? What is my thoughts when it comes to money? What am I doing to maybe self-sabotage myself that I don't realize? And so I think that's a big part of the reason why we're doing this. And I'm just very interested as we continue to do more and more of these assessments where we're putting people through and just unpacking the money, the disc in their dollars.
I love it, Tony. I absolutely love it. And, of course, in an hour of empowerment, we can only give a little sample taste. So I want you to give your contact information again for our global listening audience, those that are listening in, how they can get in touch with you, learn more around DISC and dollars.
Absolutely. Once again, you can go to IPAD, that's IPAD, your money, spelled out, .com, IPAD, your money. At that site, you can request a financial analysis. You can actually put yourself on my schedule. And you also can just simply reach out by email at Tony at the Real Money Coach, Tony at the Real Money Coach.com. Feel free to do that. My phone number is 517-395-7885. And that's 517-395-7885. And if neither one of those methods works, send a pigeon and we'll get in touch with you.
Or a message in the bottle. No. Tony, how can they connect with you on social media? Because every Thursday, you and your team do a powerful segment, The Real Money Coaches. And so I want them to know how they can connect with you for more information on money matters outside of Motivational Mondays.
Absolutely. So on Facebook, I am Tony Jackson Sr. You can also search for The Real Money Coach, and also on LinkedIn, it's Tony Jackson and Tony Jackson Agency. And so those are the primary vehicles that I'm using for social media. We're coming up, though. We're coming up, Coach Adams. We're working on launching our new Instagram page, which will happen soon. But on YouTube, as you mentioned, every Thursday, it's on Facebook and YouTube. It's The Real Money Coach Live, and you've been a guest on our show, which was absolutely outstanding. And we just try to bring, like you mentioned, like you do with your show, bringing subject matter experts in. And, you know, we are going to, as a group, a debt detox. And it's a wonderful book written by one of my friends. She's going to be the guest on first Thursday in August, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we're going to do a 31-debt detox. So And so, you know, just doing those things to help people, nudge them, encourage them, and keep them motivated down this road of financial wellness.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tony. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. For those that are listening in, regular listeners, you know how to reach your Coach Adams, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Visit CoachAdams.com for our full circle of empowerment that's here to support you. You want your own personality indicator? Don't hesitate to give our team a call. We would love to support you with that. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, Tony Jackson, the Real Money Coach. Wow, what a powerful hour, very insightful. Disc and dollars. I love it. We'll be having Tony back in the future. We have him every other month, the third Monday of each month. So if you want to hear more on Money Matters, go to our archives and or join us live for our next installment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in.